The millions of little candles at Cologne's Marienfeld complex may have gone out, but the lights in the hearts of those young faithful of the world who met here in prayer and festival with Pope Benedict XVI this weekend will continue to shine. It's an impression that each German paper is reporting on after the departure of the Pope early Sunday evening, an impression that was almost unexpected originally, but after an intense week of appearances, meetings and presentations, Pope Benedict seems to have won them over. Cardinal Karl Lehmann, president of the German Bishops' Conference, noted that it was not just the depth of his spoken messages that conquered the hearts of this country, but his show of genuine modesty, humility, yet enthusiasm and conviction to present the values of the gospel. Archbishop of the event's host city, Cardinal Joachim Meisner, added that the day-to-day life of his people will not be able to continue the way it did before. They have been touched, he said, by an inherent sensitivity to the fact that faith is a necessary part of their lives. As I walked around the muddy field, I witnessed devotion to this Pope and the Church through banners, reverence and actions. In a world that offers false liberty, these youth had come to worship Jesus by following the path of the Magi. As they turned to go back to their homelands, though, many told me that it was at Cologne that they had found a star to follow for their own lives. The star, they said, of true liberty that faith offers them. From Cologne for the World Youth Day, I'm Catherine Smybert.